Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy from 98.5 The Sports Hub, who will be a regular contributor here on Patriots Today. Bob, really happy to have you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Very happy to be with you, Jackie. Got a great partner on the air on radio with Scott Zolak, and looking forward to this team and the coverage of the Patriots all season long. A little about myself. I was living in Boston 2 years ago, calling Navy football. Did it for 16 years as the voice of the midshipmen. And then last year, 98.5 The Sports Hub gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. And it's been an exciting experience thus far, getting even better now working with you.
Awesome. Well, we are excited to have you. So we're going to kick things off. We're going to throw you in the fire pretty quickly. Obviously, OTAs, mini camp have wrapped up. The Patriots are practicing inside the bubble on Thursday. Let's just talk about some generic thoughts. The first thing that stands out, Dominique Easley on the practice field earlier today for the first time this entire offseason. Only so much you can really tell from the movement inside there. Obviously, no pads, but what are your thoughts? What are your first impressions?
Well, I think the great thing to see about Dominique Easley being on the field is that he didn't have his right knee in a brace. He was wearing a sleeve, but of course, coming off a torn ACL that cut short his final year at the University of Florida. A nice sign there. Looked to be agile, looked good in the drills that we saw, not necessarily full speed, but nonetheless, you know, today, all things considered, where he's come from in a year's time, very impressive.
Absolutely. And another thing, Darrell Revis, who was not on the field Wednesday, out there on Thursday. So obviously not too much cause for concern as far as anything related to him. Good sign that he's back out there, and he wasn't just stretching. He was involved in some of those drills today as well.
Yes, very much present and accounted for, and then post-practice spent a lot of time answering various questions, including many about his relationship with Bill Belichick. And, of course, we know Darrell Revis on ESPN several years ago shared some feelings about Bill. They have obviously changed based on what he told us after practice today. Actually called Bill Belichick a player's coach and said that Belichick is open to his insight, and we know that as a player as respected as he is, one of the all-time greats at cornerback, he's going to have an impact on this team on and off the field in a huge way.
They have certainly been exciting to watch just the past few weeks. No pads at all, just still a lot of fun to watch. Well, I know my eyes were on the offensive line, especially Sebastian Vollmer working with DeGuglielmo, the new offensive line coach. And I tell you what, it looks like nothing's changed. He's so vocal, so good with that group. And it's good to see Sebastian Vollmer out there, and definitely good to see that dynamic working well. I don't know if anything else stood out to you from today.
Well, first, well done on the name.
I know, it's tough.
A lot of fouls, of course, in the offensive coaching position, going from Dante Scarnecchia to Dave DeGuglielmo.
Yeah,
a guy with local roots and a great coaching lineage, influenced by some of the best coaches in the game, and now, of course, working on Bill Belichick's staff. And you're right, I think this is an offensive line that shouldn't miss a beat.
Right.
There's going to be some very interesting competitions going into training camp. We've seen some of the rookies get extensive reps the last few days, including John Halapio from the University of Florida, Cameron Fleming, now that Stanford's class has graduated, was here the last few days, and he's an impressive physical specimen. I think we're all very excited to see what happens between those tackles come training camp and who eventually earns the roster spots at offensive line for this team.
We're excited about that, and we're excited about having you here. And then we are going to get to some position battles and storylines over the next few weeks before training camp gets here, and it's going to be here before we know it, that's for sure. Thank you, Bob, for being here, and we will see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.